Blackstone Audio presents Weave a Circle Round by Kari Morin. This book is read by Eileen Stevens. For my sister Jan, who gave Mel her supremely unruffled demeanor and quite a bit of her logic. Prologue. Freddie never knew exactly how well she remembered that encounter in the park. She hadn't done much with the memory, taking it out whenever she touched the key, but not for more than a few seconds at a time, and she sometimes thought she preferred it vague. But she found it varied much more than her other memories did. Some things that happened to her she remembered sharply, as if she had stepped away from the time of the memory only just now, while some had faded to a fuzzy gray. Mel told her once that this was supposedly normal and had something to do with synapses. But Freddie didn't pay much attention to Mel when she used words that were bigger than she was. The encounter in the park was sharp and fuzzy at the same time. She could feel the wood of the bench digging into her legs. She could see the key flashing between the woman's fingers. She thought she remembered every word they had spoken. Maybe she was just pretending she did. A lot of the images were blurred, incomplete. She thought it had gone like this. The voices from the house faded behind her as Freddie tore across the front yard and the street, heading into the park. She had run into the park a lot lately. Her parents didn't ever really talk anymore. It was all screaming, broken by intervals of icy silence. But until today, she had never heard either of them mention what Mel and her friend Jonathan called the D word. Jonathan's parents had been...